Welcome back here to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Nick McNamara here, Brandon Peebles across the table. Also across the table, Governor's Military Council Executive Director Perry Wiggins. We're talking about a lot of different things. Sort of also something you mentioned earlier, there was a Retiree Appreciation Day at Fort Riley at Saturday, October 20th. And as retired military, you got to take advantage of that, I imagine.
I sure did. You know, and I wish, as we do these advertising, Fort Riley really opened the door and welcomed retirees in from out throughout the state, and matter of fact, throughout Nebraska. So we had individuals from Nebraska and the state of Kansas there. And what they do is they talk about changes to organizations, policies, regulations, and they give immunizations. You know, a lot of people get free flu shots. They get the pneumonia shots, which I didn't even know existed till I got mine, and then tetanus shots. So it really is an incredible opportunity for our retirees, people that we really owe a great debt to come in, get up-to-date information, be able to ask questions that, you know, impact their lives and get answers, and then take care of some of their medical needs.
What were some of the maybe chief concerns? I'm not sure how long you managed to be around, but what were some of the chief changes or concerns you heard from that retirees might have been concerned about?
Well, I think one of them is, of course, Medicare. You know, their medical care is important to them. And we in the military, a lot of us have what's called TRICARE. When you turn a certain age, 65, I think it is, then you go to Medicare Part B, A, and B. You know, the bottom line is there's a lot of confusion associated with that. I'm not the definitive expert, but we did have the individuals out at Irwin Army Hospital and the subject matter expert on the ground that was able to take their questions, allayed a lot of their anxiety, which is important, and talk to them about things that are important to them, which is really the cost of their medical care.
Yeah, as you said, you're probably not too familiar with maybe the specifics on TRICARE,
right?
Correct? But just sort of maybe as a, if anyone's listening that is involved in TRICARE and wants to know, there is a sort of a public forum, an information session coming up this weekend for people in TRICARE to teach you about the different changes. One of the main things I understand is that it used to sort of be able to, you could change your plan whenever you want.
Yeah. And now it's an open window, right? Coming up in November, so that's pretty important.
Yeah.
No, Nick, that's important. I think they need to reach out to their TRICARE. It used to be a rollover, automatic rollover. You were enrolled. And now with these windows, these open windows, I think it's, don't quote me, but November the 12th, to December the 10th or something.
You got a spot on.
Okay, there's an open window where you really have to contact them. You have to apply. It's an online site. So I recommend all of our retirees, all those with TRICARE that are below the age of 65, really reach out, contact your TRICARE providers, and enroll.
Yeah. You could also, I think you could do it over the phone. I spoke with the subject matter expert yesterday. We were playing some news stories throughout the morning here for folks who might be interested. There is a little bit of a caveat there. You can't change your, it's matching the civilian model of open enrollment. But if you have a qualifying life event, that's the correct word.
Right.
You can then change it. That's
sure.
Marriage, divorce, birth, or your children growing up.
Sure. You know, we have a lot of folks out there that, you know, less than 0.5% of the nation serves in the cloth uniform. Retirees are even more of a smaller population. Those are people that put in 20-plus years of service to the nation, and they're you know, they're just unbelievable national treasures.
And just the last sort of note here on changes to TRICARE. They're also adding vision coverage,
right.
Which wasn't included before, and that's probably very important for a lot of folks.
Absolutely, and there's a change in dental as well and an opportunity. So, I mean, all these things, these retiree appreciation days are critical. So next year when they hold that and you get the invitation, I recommend that our retirees take advantage of that because it really benefits you. The return on investment is a thousandfold to the retiree, and they need to keep up to date because things do change.
And we're running just about out of time here. If there's any final thoughts, I have another topic, but I don't think we have the time to get into it. There's a hiring fair coming up, which might have been another thing to talk about. I believe that's the 8th of November that'll be taking place at Fort Riley. But if there's any other final thoughts or anything you want to share about that?
No, I mean, on the largest workforce coming out of Kansas is coming out of Fort Riley, Kansas. There's 3,500 soldiers either retire or separate annually out of that post that come with skills. But the most important skill they come with is discipline. They show up on time. They have a great work ethic, and they can learn skills. So if you're out there and you're an employer and you need somebody in your businesses, this is a place to go, really get to meet some quality individuals, the best our nation has to offer, who are looking for jobs as they're transitioning out of the uniform in the civilian world.
And I understand there'll be over 100 different organizations there too, just as a note for people interested in taking advantage of it. But unfortunately, it looks like we're just about out of time here.
Perry, thanks, Nick.
Perry, thanks for coming in.
All right, thank you.
Of course. And if you missed any of this show, you can check it out online. We archive it at newsradiokman.com. You can go down to the on-demand section and look for In Focus. Hey, see you tomorrow.
All right, Nick, thank you much. And General, always a pleasure to have you in. Tomorrow, Riley County Extension. Megan Dougherty will be here to talk about health and happiness and stuff. And also, we'll have some pre-recorded interviews for Pottawatomie County Commission candidates for the district first seat. That's tomorrow on In Focus. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, the game. K-State women's basketball tonight on K-Man, beginning at 6:30, tip off at 7.
Shop local. From flooring to inspiration to expert advice, Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. K-M-A-N, Manhattan.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by TheraWorks Relief.
I'm Steve Kathan. The Pittsburgh synagogue shooting suspect just appeared in court to face a 44-count indictment.